Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. Woohoo! It's Friday, February 21st. I hope everyone had a great week. It's finally time to relax, kick your feet up, and enjoy the weekend. It's also time for the show to start. Now, let's get to it. Ooh, what a week this has been. The Midwest is still in a deep freeze and being pummeled by snow, which led me to a really random thought. Punxsutawney Phil. Is his real name Philip? Does he go by Phil to keep up with the cool kids? When did Phil become tasked with telling us if we're going to have 6 more weeks of winter? Thanks to our good friends at Google, not endorsing the show. I learned that Groundhog's Day isn't originally how people used to predict if they would have a longer winter season. Also, Phil originally wasn't a groundhog. The Christian religious holiday of Candlemas Day has now become most commonly associated with the current celebration of Groundhog Day. But its roots are much older than that. The celebration started in Christianity as a day when Christians would take their candles to the church to have them blessed. Christians felt this would bring blessings to their household for the remaining winter. As the time rolled by, it eventually evolved into a whole new thing. There's an English folk song, actually, about Candlemas. There was no tune to go along with it, so we're just going to read the words. If Candlemas be fair and bright, come winter have another flight. If Candlemas brings clouds and rain, go winter and come not again. This interpretation of Candlemas Day became the norm for most of Europe. As you heard, there was no mention of an animal of any kind in the Candlemas song. It wasn't until this tradition was introduced to Germany that an animal was introduced into the lore. According to German lore, if a hedgehog saw his shadow on Candlemas Day, there would be a second winter, or 6 more weeks of bad weather. As German settlers came to what is now known as the United States, they introduced some of their traditions and folklore. With the absence of hedgehogs in the United States, a similar hibernating animal was chosen, the groundhog. In Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, 1886, the first Groundhog Day celebration appeared in the local newspaper. The following year brought the first official trek to Gobbler's Knob. Each year since, there has been a steady increase in participation of the celebration from people all over the world. So how historically accurate is Groundhog Day? Like, how good is Phil at his job? Punxsutawney Phil's Groundhog Day predictions have been historically inaccurate, with accuracy rates ranging from 28 to 39%. From blessing candles to weather-predicting animals, I'd say Phil got it right this year. You can find past predictions and Punxsutawney Phil merch at www.groundhog.org. Yes, there's even a website for Groundhog Day. I checked it out. It's actually pretty cool. It's like the lesser cousin of Bucky. Hey, looky there. Another movie I've never seen. Groundhog Day. Hey, looky there. Another movie I've never seen. Groundhog Day. See what I did there? I've had a Groundhog Day situation going on with a song. It's not metal. It's not Bumpin' Uglies. I know, right? It's Cassius Culpepper's Jenny. Goodness, this man can sing. Whew. His sound is like blues and country had the perfect love child. Y'all should definitely check him out. It's almost March. You know what that means? New Bumpin' Uglies tour dates. See, I didn't forget about my Uggs. Definitely give the new mix on Optimism F-sharp a listen. You will click add to cart on those tickets so fast. You know, you should also add some BU merch while you're there too. treat yourself. Life's too short to miss concerts and not rock some pretty sweet beanies. You can catch Bumpin' Uglies March 12th in Greenville, South Carolina with Treehouse. March 13th in Savannah, Georgia. March 14th through March 16th is the Reggae Rise Up Festival in Florida, St. Petersburg, Florida. March 16th, you can catch them in Fort Walton Beach, Florida with the Bastard Sons. Since you're going to be online, why don't you mosey on over to Facebook and YouTube and like and subscribe so you can keep up with all things Ridiculous Ramblings. You know, I should do an episode where it's just like outtakes of me recording. Just a thought. Just another ridiculous rambling. You can also leave a comment, topic for discussion, or just a hey girl, hey. I would love to hear from you guys. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from, you're doing well and staying warm. I hope you all have an amazing weekend. Don't forget to take time for yourself. Grab a cup of coffee. Sit and relax. Take a nap. Make time for yourself. You're important. You matter. And I love you. Have a great weekend, loves. See y'all on Monday. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye.